我们读新约圣经 罗马书第八章
We read from the New Testament Book of Romans chapter 8
第九章
chapter
9第八章太好了所以还想再读一遍
Because chapter 8 was too good, we want to read it again
罗马书第九章
Romans chapter 9
第一节
Verse 1
我在基督里说真话并不谎言由我良心被圣灵感动给我做见证
I say the truth in Christ I lie not My conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit
我是大有忧愁心里时常伤痛
And that I have great grief and uninterrupted pain in my heart
为我弟兄我骨肉之亲就是自己被咒诅与基督分离我也愿意
For I have wished I myself to be a curse from Christ for the brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh
他们是以色列人那儿子的名分荣耀诸约律法礼仪应许都是他们的
Who are Israelites whose is the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the law giving and the service and the promises
列祖就是他们的祖宗按肉体说基督也是从他们出来的他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神阿们
Whose are the fathers and of whom as according to the flesh is the Christ who is over all God blessed forever Amen
这不是说神的话落了空因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人
Not, however, as though the word of God has failed, for not all are Israel who are of Israel.
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。
Not because they are seed of Abraham are called children, but in Isaac shall seed be called to thee.
这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算后裔。
That is, they that are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are reckoned as seed.
因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。
For this word is of promise, according to this time I will come, and there shall be a son to Sarah.
不但如此，还有利百加既从一个人就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕
And not only that, but Rebecca having conceived by one, Isaac our father
双子还没有生下来善恶还没有做出来只因要显明神拣选人的旨意不在乎人的行为乃在乎招人的主
The children indeed being not yet born,or having done anything good or worthless, that the purpose of God according to the election might abide, not of works, but of him that calls.
神就对利百加说将来大的要服侍小的。
It was said to her, the greater shall serve the less.
正如经上所记雅各是我所爱的以扫是我所恶的。
According as it is written, I have loved Jacob, and I have hated Esau.
这样我们可说什么呢难道神有什么不公平吗
What shall we say then?
断乎没有
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Far be the thought
因他对摩西说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁要恩待谁就恩待谁
For he says to Moses I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy and I will feel compassion for whom I will feel compassion
据此看来这不在乎那定义的也不在乎那奔跑的只在乎发怜悯的神。
So then, it is not of him who that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God who shows mercy.
因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
For the scripture says to Pharaoh, For this very thing I have raised thee up from amongst men, that I might show that I might thus show in thee my power, and so that my name shall be declared in all the earth.
如此看来，神要怜悯谁，就怜悯谁；要叫谁刚硬，就叫谁刚硬。
So then, to whom he will, he shows mercy, and whom he will, he hardens.
这样你必对我说， 他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？
Thou will say to me then, why does he still find fault? Who can resist his purpose?
你这个人呢、啊、你是谁竟敢向神犟嘴呢？造物的受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？
Aye, but thou, O man, who art thou that answers again to God? Shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, why hast thou made me thus?
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？
Or has not the potter authority over the clay, out of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor?
倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。
And if God minded to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering vessels of wrath fitted for destruction.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
And that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared for glory.
这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？
Us, whom he has called, also called, not only from amongst the Jews, but also from amongst the nations.
就像神在何西阿书上说，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民，本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。
As he says also in Hosea, I will call not my people my people, and the not beloved beloved.
从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里称他们为永生神的儿子。
And it shall be in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the sons of the living God.
以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说，以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的余数。
But Isaiah cries concerning Israel, should the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved.
因为主要在世上实行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速的完结。
For he is bringing the matter to an end, and cutting it short in righteousness, because a cutting short of the matter will the Lord accomplish upon the earth.
又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
And according as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of hosts has left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and made like even as Gomorrah.
这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是因信而得的义。
What shall we say then? That they of the nations who did not follow after righteousness have attained righteousness, but the righteousness that is on the principle of faith.
但以色列追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。
But Israel, pursuing after a law of righteousness, has not attained to that law.
这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。
Wherefore, because it was not on the principle of faith, but as of works, they have stumbled at the stumbling stone.
就如经上所记，我在西安放一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
According as it is written, Behold, I place in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he that believes on him shall not be ashamed.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你的名是永远值得称颂的。
Your name is worthy to be praised forever.
你是那永远的神。
You are the eternal God.
你有永远的主权。
You have the eternal sovereignty.
你知道我们的一生。
And you know all our life.
你掌管我们的一切。
And you hold in control
everything. 你手中有我们的生命和气息。
In our hands, you have our life and our breath.
主，我们在你面前俯伏敬拜你。
So we bow in, we worship before you.
感谢你拯救了我们。
We thank you for saving us.
今天我们已经成了你的儿女。
Lord, today we can be called children of God.
实在是你极大的怜悯。
It is by your mercy.
我们为这样的恩典，我们 天天来敬拜，天天来感谢。
For such grace, we want to praise you and worship you daily.
我们早晨在一同在你圣洁话语面前聚集的时候
，This morning we come before your holy words.
你来安静我们的心
，And you quiet our hearts.
你借着圣灵把你自己写出来的话光照在我们的里面。
By your Holy Spirit, may you enlighten the written words.
你知道我们是何等的有限。
You know how limited we are.
我们愿意谦卑地来到主的脚前。
We want to come before you humbly.
求主亲自来指教我们。
May you teach us by yourself.
你越过我们所有的软弱。
May you surpass all of our weaknesses.
你来向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
愿我们在这里都能够遇见你。
May we all meet you here.
愿你的同在覆庇在你教会的中间。
Your presence cover your church.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹在这段时间一直交通到罗马书。
And during this time, we've been fellowshipping upon the book of Romans with brothers and sisters.
当我们读完前八章的时候，我们心里是何等的欢喜快乐。
After we read the first eight chapters, our hearts are filled with joy.
因为这头八章圣经实在太宝贵了。
Because these first eight chapters are truly precious.
看见神的救恩是何等的完全，何等的浩大。
We see how complete and how great are God's salvation.
不仅他把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Not only he saved us out of sin.
他不仅称我们为义
，Not only he called us righteous，
他让我们更过一个成圣的生活
，But he can bring us into a victorious life。
更有一天要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象
，Even one day he will mold us to the likeness of God's，
把我们都带进荣耀的里面
，To bring us all into glory。
他所定的旨意，他必定要成就
，What he has purposed, he will accomplish。
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank the Lord.
所以当我们读完罗马书第八章的时候，我们心里实在是欢喜快乐。
After we finish reading Romans chapter 8, our hearts rejoice.
因为若有神来帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？Because if God is for us, who can be against us?
若是神称我们为义，谁还能定罪我们呢
？If God calls us righteous, who can condemn us?
没有一样事情可以和我使我们与神的爱隔绝。
There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
我们靠着那爱我们的主。在凡事上都得胜有余了。
By the love of the Lord, and we have overcome. We are more than conquerors in everything.
这是何等荣耀的救恩
！And that's such a glorious salvation.
所以我们读的时候，心里越读，心里越欢喜。
So as we read on, our hearts rejoice more and more.
实在说，每一个靠着他得救的人都有这样的荣耀。
Everyone who was saved by him has this glory.
那如果你了解罗马书的话
，So if you know the book of Romans,
你发现到了十二章。那是又是何等的荣耀
！And you realize when you go to chapter 12, you see that glory again.
因为神的旨意不仅仅让我们这一个个人，让他的儿子在我们身上彰显出来。
Because by God's will, not only His Son is manifested through us individuals.
他更是要让他的儿子在他的教会的身上能够彰显出来。
But that His Son can be manifested through the church.
那实在是我们眼睛没有见过，耳朵没有听过，人心都没有想过的。
That truly is something our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, our mind has not even fathomed.
你发现在第八章和第十二章中间有三章特别的圣经。
But we know there are three special chapters between chapter 8 and chapter 12.
这三章圣经，很多的弟兄姊妹盼望把它越过去。
And many brothers and sisters want to just bypass these three chapters.
因为这个问题太多了。
Because there are many questions that happens in these chapters.
有的时候本来还蛮清楚的。
Before we were pretty clear.
那么读一读好像又糊涂了。
But the more you read, the more confused we become.
那么有的时候我们觉得说，这三章好像只是讲以色列人。
Sometimes we feel like these three chapters only talks about the Israelites.
我们既然是这个外邦的信徒，那这三章圣经我们可以越过去的。
Since we're Gentile believers, maybe we can just bypass these.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道这三章圣经是神圣灵的默示。
But we know, brothers and sisters, these three chapters are the revelation of the God's Holy Spirit.
这三章圣经是非常非常重要的。
And it's very, very important.
我们知道从这个第八章如果要转到第十二章的话
To transition from chapter 8 to chapter 12
发现它特别圣灵有三章的启示
We know that there are three chapters of revelations
如果没有这三章的启示
Without these revelations
好像这一个 过度就缺乏一个预备的工作。
That we lack a preparation work for this transition.
从我们个人得救转到身体的侍奉，这个转弯是相当大的一个转弯。
The transition from our personal salvation to a corporate service.
这三章圣经好像就在那里来预备我们。
So these three chapters prepare us.
让我们从我们个人的追求转到身体的侍奉。
So our personal pursuit can be transitioned into a corporate
service. 他把第八章和第十二章连在一起。
It will connect chapter 12 and chapter 8.
我们读的时候，我们知道这三章圣经是非常非常紧要的三章圣经。
As we know, reads, we come to understand that these three chapters are very important.
而且你发现它这里面所告诉我们的内容呢是非常特别的。
And they tell us a very special content.
这里面好像特别涉及到一些非常尖锐的问题。
It talks about some very serious questions.
一些非常严肃的问题。
Very solemn questions.
好像讲到神的拣选，神的预定的问题。
It talks about God's predestination, God's election.
那么讲到这些问题的时候，你发现他没有把它放在其他地方。
And these questions were not placed anywhere else.
他特别放在第八章之后。
It's placed after chapter 8.
因为第八章特别讲到我们需要学习活在圣灵的里面。
Because chapter 8 teaches us that we need to live under the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们如果没有一点点学习跟随圣灵的感动，
If we do not learn to live according to the moving of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们这个人从来都不晓得什么叫做圣灵的管制，
If we never know the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们的心窍还没有开始习练的通达，
If our hearts are not prepared and trained,
当我们摸这些问题的时候，只能产生许许多多的辩论。
When we see these questions, we can only have many debates.
产生许多的不必要的一些的危险。
Many dangers came about.
为什么会有这些人的争论和辩论呢？
How come there are quarrels among men?
你发现人里面有许多的理由。
Because there are many reasonings in men.
弟兄姊妹，在我们蒙恩得救以前，我们人里面有许许多多的理由。
Brothers and sisters, before we were saved, there are many reasonings in us.
我们是最喜欢讲理由的一般人。
We like to reason.
我们每个人都觉得自己是最有理由的人。
Everyone thinks that they are the most reasonable.
中国人说有理不怕走遍天下。
Chinese has a saying, if you have a reason, if you have the logic, you can go around the whole world.
这有理能够让人胆子非常大的。
If you have the reason, then you have a very bold heart.
你可以和所有人都去辩论的。
And you can debate against anyone.
甚至你可以和神去辩论的。
You can even debate against God.
你和人讲理叫做辩论。
If you debate against man, it's called reasoning.
你和神讲理就叫做犟嘴。
But if you talk, debate against God, then it's you're talking back to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得一件事。
But we need to know one thing.
理由是我们最喜爱的。
We love reasons.
但是理由却是圣经上告诉我们是坚固的营垒。
But the Bible called our reasonings a strong fortress.
哥林多后书第十章那里告诉我们说，有许多拦阻认识人的自高之事。
That in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says there are many obstacles.
那是人心思的坚固的营垒。
That there are strong fortresses in man's heart.
这些坚固的营垒是什么呢？
That these strong fortresses, what
are they? 就是许多的计谋。
That there are many schemes.
这些的计谋在原文就是许多的理由。
There are many reasonings in the original language.
你发现当你传福音的时候，
When you share the gospel with people,
人因着有许多的理由，你发现他就有个坚固的营垒。
Because they have many reasonings, that's why they are strong fortresses.
不能够让人的心思回转来顺服基督。
That keeps man's heart from turning to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们发现这三章圣经所讲的经历和认识是非常非常宝贵的。
We realize the experiencesAnd the knowledge from these three chapters are very precious.
这里面还要攻克人坚固的营垒。
Here we'll conquer many strong fortresses.
那一个人越是习惯于顺服圣灵的感动，
If someone is very used to
一个人越是学习受圣灵的管制，
If a man loves the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
人就越 容易放下自己的理由。
Then it's easy for this person to put down their own reasonings.
让神能够让在我们身上能够有一条通达的道路。
We can allow the Lord to have His way among us.
我们知道这三章圣经所涉及的问题实在是非常非常严肃的。
We know the problems and the questions in these three chapters are very important.
因为这里涉及到神的预知和预定的问题。
Because it talks about God's predestination.
我们知道关于这些问题，在神的儿女中间有许许多多的争论。
And there are many, many debates among children of.
有的时候甚至能够败坏人的信心。
And even it will corrupt man's faith.
如果都是神所预定的。
If everything is predestined by God.
如果我得救是神所完全是神所预定的。
If my salvation is predestined by God.
那我有什么责任呢？
Then what responsibility do I have?
如果神没有拣选我这个朋友。
If God did not elect this one friend.
那么到时候神审判的时候，他还能不能审判呢？
Then how can God still judge?
神没有拣选他。
God did not elect him.
神有没有这样的权柄来审判这样的罪人呢？
Does God still have the authority to judge such sinners?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面所涉及的问题是非常非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we see these questions are very serious.
我们今天蒙恩得救了。
Today we are saved by grace.
你说我生命的长进完全是神所预定的。
We say that our growth in the life is completely predestined.
那么到时候到了基督审判台前的时候
，So before the judgment seat of Christ,
到底是我审判这一位造物的主宰呢，还是这位造物的主宰审判我呢
？Am I the one who judges the creator of all things, or is he the one who judges?
弟兄姊妹，这个问题实在太严肃了。
These questions are very serious.
到底谁审判谁？
Who is going to judge who?
到底谁有权柄审判谁？
Who has the authority to judge who?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不仔细地读主的话语的话，
If you don't read the word carefully,
严重地影响我们整个属灵的追求。
It will affect our spiritual pursuit before the Lord.
我们如果说我们一点责任都没有，
If we say we have no responsibility at all,
多少的时候我们会放任自流。
And we will just let ourselves go.
我们把责任都推给神。
And we'll give all responsibility to God.
是神这样的预定我。
It is God who predestined me.
是神这样的拣选了我这个样子。
It is God who elected me.
如果我们不认识神主宰的权柄，
If we don't know God's sovereignty,
我们有一点生命的长进，我们就会被破坏掉了。
That any growth in life will be corrupted.
我们觉得都是我们自己得来的。
We feel like we,
好像不是领受的一样。
Everything came from ourselves.
好像不是神的恩典一样。
As if it's not by God's grace.
好像不是神的怜悯一样。
As if it's not by His mercy.
都是我们自己的努力一样。
It is all by our own effort.
哦，弟兄姊妹，关于这个问题，我们必须在神面前一同的好好的来思想。
We truly need to meditate upon this question before the Lord.
我们知道我们人的话是讲不清楚的。
Because we know man's words cannot.
如果讲清楚，已经就不需要这么多的争论了。
If any man can make it clear, then we don't need any debate.
那我们愿意谦卑的来到主的面前。
But let us come before the Lord humbly.
虽然人的讲论是非常有限的。
Even though our words are very limited.
甚至他的讲论甚至还出现许多纰漏的。
And that there are many holes and shortcomings from it.
让我们求主的圣灵把他的话启示给我们。
May the Holy Spirit reveal His words to us.
弟兄姊妹，这三章圣经是非常非常紧要的。
And these three chapters are very, very important.
那么当然我们是先从第九章开始。
Of course, we begin with chapter 9.
我们看见这里面它是从哪里开始的呢？
We see where does it start.
这里开始的时候乃是使徒保罗为以色列人他感到心痛。
Here it says the Apostle Paul has this pain and sorrow towards the Israelites.
因为他发现虽然神的救恩是这么浩大。
Because he realized how great and wonderful is God's salvation.
神的救恩是这样的宝贵。
It's very so precious.
不仅是称义成圣，更是进到荣耀的里面。
Not only were called righteous, but we also enter into glory.
但是他的同胞，他的兄弟很多很多都没有得到这样的救恩。
His kinsmen, his brethren, did not receive the salvation.
不仅没有得到，而且他们成了福音的仇敌。
Not only they did not receive it, they became enemies of
the gospel. 他们在那拼命的抵挡神的福音。
And they were objecting the gospel.
使徒保罗在神的面前，为了他自己的同族的兄弟，在那里哀痛。
So before the Lord, Apostle Paul grieved for his brethren.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个人蒙恩得救正常的感觉。
And that is a common, feeling for anyone who's saved.
如果我们真的蒙了神这么大的怜悯，
if truly you have received all the mercies from the Lord,
我们蒙恩得救了。
We were saved.
我们当然对我们周围的我们的亲戚、我们的家人、我们的朋友，我们里面就有这样的感觉。
Of course, we will have such feelings for all of our,
我们盼望神能够让他们蒙恩得救。
We truly wish that the Lord can save them.
那么，但这种感觉跟使徒保罗感觉还有一定的差距。
But this, our feeling still has a distance from.
因为使徒保罗他对以色列的感觉是更重的。
Because he has a stronger feeling towards the Israelites.
因为这些以色列百姓，他们从前乃是神的选民呢。
Because these Israelites were the chosen.
不像我们这些从前远离神的外邦人。
They're not like us Gentiles.
我们是没有指望、没有神的一般人。
We did not have any hope.
是与基督无关的一般人。
We had no part in Christ.
可是你看看这些以色列人。
But these Israelites.
这里的太多的这个福分都是他们的。
So many blessings belong to them.
他们。有儿子的名分
They had a sonship
荣耀祝约律法礼仪应许全是他们的
Glory covenants the law and the temple service
列祖也是他们的
All the fathers are theirs
就是肉身来讲基督也是从他们而生的
Even according to the Christ, flesh Christ belonged to them
这是怎么回事呢
我
怎么到了福音的时候他们就失去了呢
How come they lost everything
他们岂不是神的选民吗
Were they not the chosen of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，当我们开始读这个神，这个说到神拣选或者说到神预定这样的题目的时候
，When we come to the topic of God's election or predestination,
你发现使徒保罗他从神的爱开始。
We see Paul starts from the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的预定是从神的爱里出来的。
God's predestination came out of God's love.
我们的神他随己意行作万事
And our God does everything according to his own will
乃是从他的爱里面出来的
And this will comes from his love
如果有人他随己意行作万事那实在是非常可怕的一件事
If anyone can do everything Any man can do everything according to man
神随自己的意思行作万事乃是照着他的旨意和恩典
But God does everything according to his will by his
grace 乃是照着他纯全善良可喜悦的旨意
It is by His good, perfect, and pleasing will.
乃是照着他的计划和目的。
It is by His plan and His purpose.
弟兄姊妹，说到神的计划。
When we talk about God's purpose.
说到神的目的。
When we talk about His plan.
这是这三章圣经最主要的内容。
That is the main content of these three chapters.
虽然在人的眼中是看了许多的争辩。
Even though there are many debates in men's eyes.
但是它主要的内容来讲到神福音的计划和目的。
But here it talks about the purpose of God's gospel and His plan.
说到神的计划。
When we talk about God's plan,
我们知道以色列人在神的这个计划里面实在是非常非常重要的。
We know Israelites are very important in this plan.
没有人可以忽略以色列人。
No one can ignore the Israelites.
如果有人忽略以色列人，就等于他没有读懂圣经。
If you ignore the Israelites, then you perhaps do not know the
Bible. 以色列人在神整个福音计划里所占的地位是。太重要了。
The Israelites are very, very important in God's plan.
为什么这么重要的这些的以色列人
？Why these Israelites who are so important？
他们有这么多的人都没有蒙恩得救。
There's so many of them did not receive
the Lord. 他们都好像与福音隔绝一样。
Salvation. They were not part of the gospel.
那么，人得救到底在乎什么
？So how can men be saved？
他们按理说是与福音最近的。
By our logic, they're the closest to the gospel.
连基督按肉身说都是从他们出来的。
Even according to the flesh, Jesus came from them.
那么人得救到底根据什么
？Then how can we be saved?
人为什么可以得救呢
？Why can we be saved?
从神的计划和目的的角度，怎样来看这个问题呢
？From the perspective of God's plan and purpose, how can we see this?
你发现这里面他给我们分了几段。
Here there are several passages.Several sections.
头一段，他从第六节
，the first section from chapter 6
开始，他到第九节是吧
？From verse 6 to verse 9
他告诉我们说，人得救不在乎出身。
We say those who are saved are not according to their backgrounds.
乃在乎神的应许。
It is by God's promise.
这里面说从亚伯拉罕生的不都是做儿女的。
It says not, they are Abraham's descendants, but not, all of them are the children.
唯独从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
Only through Isaac your descendants will be named.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他不仅有以撒这个儿子。
We know Abraham did not only have one son, Isaac.
亚伯拉罕至少还有一个以实玛利。
At least Abraham has Ishmael.
他还有这个后面还有许多庶出的儿子。
And after Isaac, there are still a few other sons.
但是只有从以撒生的才承受神的应许。
But only through Isaac, your descendants will be named.
这是照着神的应许。
That is by God's promise.
肉身所生的不是神的儿女。
Those who are born out of the flesh are not the sons.
在原文里说，只有在以撒里生的，在应许里生的，才是神的儿女。
Only those who are born in the promise in Isaac are called the children of God.
我们知道以撒他所预表的乃是基督。
We know Isaac is a resemblance, is a symbol of Christ.
只有在基督里的才是神的儿女。
And he represents Christ. Only in Christ are the children of God.
以色列人在神整个福音计划里面是非常非常重要的一环。
We know Israelites is an important ring in the.
但是以色列人认为说他们就是整个神福音的中心了。
But Israelites thought they were the center of the gospel.
他们就是神整个的目的了。
And they thought they were the purpose and the entire plan.
主的话怎么告诉我们呢
？But what did the Lord's word tell us?
主的话告诉我们说。以色列人他们虽然是非常重要的一环
the word tells us even though they are a very important link
但他们却不是福音的全部
but they're not the entire gospel
整个福音的中心不是以色列人
the center of the gospel are not the Israelites
福音的中心乃是基督
the center of the gospel is Christ
他们不是全部
they're not everything
他们不过是其中一环而已
the Israelites
虽然非常的重要
even though they're important
但是中心乃是基督
But the center is Christ
他们也不是神那个应许的目的
Nor were they the purpose of God
他们以为他们就是神应许的目的
The Israelites thought they were the purpose
因为他们是亚伯拉罕肉身的子孙
Because they are the fleshly descendants of Abraham
但这里面告诉我们说神的目的乃是基督
But here it tells us the purpose of God was Christ
多少的时候以色列人他们觉着以色列人得救不得救是天大的事情
How often they feel, the Israelites felt that it's the greatest importance if they're saved or not.
弟兄姊妹，在人的感觉说，他们得救，在以色列人感觉他们得救不得，那好像宇宙中最大的问题一样。
In their eyes, that their salvation is the greatest, issue in the universe.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们不是整个宇宙的中心。
But brothers and sisters, they are not the center of the universe.
以色列人因着他们以色列人的难处整天都被困扰。
Israelites, because of their own problems, they were troubled all day long.
今天有许多的中国人为许多中国人的问题在那里天天都被困扰。
Today, many Chinese, because of the Chinese problems, they were troubled.
圣经讲到神的拣选，讲到神的预定这样的主题的时候
，When God talks about the predestination and election,
不是让我们来辩论的。
It is not for us to debate.
他的目的乃是让我们从我们自我中心。转到基督的身上。
The purpose is to bring us out of our own self-centeredness.
从自我的实现转到神的旨意的上面。
To bring us out of our own reality.
转到神的救恩的目的上。
To bring us to the purpose of God's salvation.
转到神整个福音的计划的上面。
Bring us to the purpose of God's gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这个转变是何等的重要。
And this transition is so important.
人若不认识神的拣选和预定
If we do not know God's election
只要不晓得神的这个绝对的主权
If we do not know God's absolute sovereignty
你发现人常常就没有这样的一个转变
Then we do not have this transition
因着我们自己周遭的一些的问题我们天天的被困扰
And because our environments because our own problems
因为我们觉得我们的问题是所有问题的中心
Because we think our problem is the center of all other problems
我们觉得我们的问题是所有这个问题的全部
becauseWe feel like our problem is all the issues that they exist.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见神的中心乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters, we here see the center of God's word.
神的目的乃是神的儿子。
And God's purpose is His own Son.
弟兄姊妹，若没有这一个转变
，If we do not have this transition,
今天有谁会关心主的见证
？Who can care for the testimony of the Lord?
我们这次夏令会。 弟兄们特别告诉我们恢复耶稣基督的见证。
Through the summer conference, brothers especially tell us,
我们需要向主的见证忠心。
Spoke to us about restoring God's testimony and to be faithful.
但是我们的弟兄语重心长地问了我们至少四遍。
But our brother, asked us at least four times.
Who cares about the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ?
Who cares?
谁关心主耶稣基督的见证呢？
Who cares about the testimony of our Lord Jesus?
如果都没有人关心主的见证，
If no one cares for the testimony,
还谈得上什么向主的见证忠心呢？
How can we be even faithful to his testimony?
弟兄姊妹，这一章所讲的内容是非常非常紧要的。
So this chapter is very, very important.
因为只有人认识神的主权和权柄，
Because only if we come to understand His sovereignty,
人才会从自我为中心转到神的旨意的上面。
And we can come out of our self-centeredness,
还会转到我们的主的身上。
To go to God's will,
人才从里面开始有一点点对主见证的爱慕和关心。
Then we'll start to have a little desire and care.
神才能在我们中间得着他忠心的见证人。
Then he can gain faithful testimony witnesses among us.
这里告诉我们，人得救实在不是因着肉身。
But here God says, our salvation is not by our flesh.
不是因着你的身份。
It is not by our own.
乃是因着神的应许。
But it's by God's promise.
这个应许的中心乃是基督。
And the center of this promise is Christ.
那么后面他告诉我们，特别是讲到这个利百加的故事。
Later, it tells us about Rebecca.
我们知道利百加她是这个是生了双胞胎。
We know Rebecca bore twins.
那么这两个人还没生下来之前。
Before the twins were born,
还没有行为之先，
before they did anything,
神就说我就喜爱那个老二，我就喜欢雅各。
God already purposed that he loves Jacob.
我就厌恶以扫。
And he hated Esau.
并不是因着他们生出来以后的表现。
It is not by their work after they were
born. 就是因着显明神拣选的旨意。
But it's simply for the election.
神就说我就是喜悦雅各。
It is a,
我就厌恶以扫
because of the purpose according to his choice.
这里告诉我们说，人得救在不在乎我们的行为。
And here we see that our salvation is not by our own deeds.
乃在乎拣选的旨意，乃在乎神的拣选。
It is by the purpose of his election.
神的拣选的眼光跟我们人不一样的。
And his perspective on election is different from us.
神拣选锡安。
He God chose Zion.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读这个如果你了解一点以色列地理的话
，If you understood anything about God's Israelite geography,
你知道锡安山是周围所有的山里面最矮的一座。
You know Mount Zion is the shortest hill among all the other hills. 以色列地
许许多多的山。
There are many hills and mountains in Israel.
在这个众山环绕中，有一个很矮很矮的一座山。
Around surrounded by all the other hills, there is a very
神拣选的眼光，他说他拣选锡安。
But God says, I elected Zion.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神所拣选的是教会。
And we realize God has chosen His church.
我不知道你在传福音的时候你的眼光如何。
I don't know when you share the gospel where your perspective.
很多时候照着我的眼光，我觉得这个人。早就应该得救了。
Sometimes, according to our own perspective, we feel like this person
这个人太好了
should be saved long time ago. He's so good.
这个人实在是真的是太好的一个人了。
He's such a good person.
如果神能够拣选他的话，那对神的国度那实在帮助太大了。
If God can save him, then it will be a great help to God's kingdom.
至少在我们传的这好几年当中，我们没看见神拣选他。
But at least for these few years, we did not see God choose him.
反而是那个我们觉得根本不可能得救的。
And on the other hand.There are people that we thought would never be saved.
我们觉得如果这个人进了教会里，麻烦太多了。
And we feel like if this person enters the church,
照着我的眼光去拣选的话，我不拣选他。
If according to my perspective, I will not select him.
弟兄姊妹，拣选是神的眼光。
But election is according to God's perspective.
只有神所拣选的才是教会。
And God elected the church.
你发现多少时候照着我们的眼光所拣选的不是教会。
So often, according to our perspective, we cannot choose the church.
你发现世上的人都照着自己的眼光在那里拣选。
You see the people of the world chooses according to their own ways.
只有神的教会是用神的眼光来拣选。
Only the church of the Lord is
chosen according
to God's perspective.
乃在乎 神的拣选。
Not by works, but only by His election.
你知道，照着人的眼光来拣选的话
，If it is according to our perspective,
多少的时候不过是帮，不过是派就是了。
And only we form denominations and we form different.
弟兄姊妹，照着人的眼光拣选，就是帮，就是派。
We only form different denominations.
只有照着神的眼光所拣选的，乃是神的教会。
But only according to God's election, there is the church.
不照着人的行为
，Not by man's works.
不在乎人的行为
，Not by man's works.
乃在乎那拣选的神
，Only by God who elects.
那么后面我们知道，那么你说这个神的这样的眼光是不是有道理呢
？Later, you question if man is reasonable in this election. 有人说那实在是有道理的。Some people say it's truly.
因为雅各他向着神有心意的。
It's reasonable. Someone says.
他看重神的事情。
Because Jacob had a heart for the Lord.
他有一个定义，要抓住神的祝福。
And he is determined to
capture God's
blessings.
而且你发现雅各他有很多的努力。
And you see, Jacob.
他要努力得到神的祝福。
He paid all the effort.
甚至不惜欺骗他哥哥两次。
Even cheated his brother twice.
甚至欺骗他自己的父亲。
Even cheated his own father.
多少的努力，他要得着这个神的祝福。
He used all his effort to capture God's blessings.
是不是因为这个缘故，神就看中了他呢
？Is it because of that God chose him?
然后后面就告诉我们，不在乎定义的。
And later on, it tells us it's not up to those who determine.
也不在乎那奔跑的。
It's not up to those who runs.
乃在乎那发怜悯的神。
But it's up to the Lord who has mercy.
弟兄姊妹，说到神拣选，说到神预定这个题目。
And when we come to the topic of predestination,
非常的绝对。
It is absolute.
人没有话讲。
And there's nothing we can say.
他这里举的是这个法老的例子。
And here he talks, gives the example of the Pharaoh.
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God will show mercy to whom
神要恩待谁就恩待谁。
God will have compassion on those whom he has
神要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
He hardens those he wants to harden.
我不知道如果你是法老你怎么样。
If you are a Pharaoh, then how would you feel?
我想如果我是法老的话。
And I thought if I were the Pharaoh.
哎呀我这个所有的亲戚朋友都得了这个都得了脓疮了。
And all of my relatives and friends have
just 差点生癌了。
And if they even have cancer,
那我这个总是要觉着这害怕一点。
And then maybe I will have a little fear.
我总是觉着说，那么神的要求我就答应就好了。
And maybe I will say, whatever you ask God, I will.
省着这个整个这个埃及都被败坏了。
Unless the whole country of Egypt will be corrupted.
神用十次大的神迹。
And the Lord used 10 great miracles.
这一个法老仍然心里是这样的刚硬。
But this Pharaoh, is so hardened in his heart.
不在乎他自己。
It is not by himself.
神说他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
The Lord says he will have mercy on those who
have mercy. 他要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
He will harden those he wills.
弟兄姊妹，说到这样的问题的时候，我们看见圣经所告诉我们就是非常绝对的。
And when it comes to these topics, the Bible is very absolute.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我们每一个人蒙恩得救。
When you think of your own salvation,
你能说不是神的怜悯吗
？Can you not say it's by God's mercy?
我做见证，我得救，100%是神的怜悯。
If I testify for my own salvation,
想都没想过的
absolutely God's mercy.
做梦都没有想过的。
I have never thought of it.
根本没想到那些人就把我就骗去了。
I have not even thought that these people cheated me to go to church.
哪想到那天晚上我就进到水里去了。
And I didn't even know. And I can never dream of going into the water.
想都没有想过的。
I could never think of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前蒙的恩典太大了。
But brothers and sisters, we have received great.
想一想，我们谁愿意信耶稣？谁愿意让神来管理
？Willingly believed, say
都愿意以自我为中心的。
Who wants to be under the government?
都愿意活在最终之乐的。
We all wanted to live in our own sin, our own pleasures.
弟兄姊妹，是神的怜悯。
But it is by His mercy.
弟兄姊妹，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He will show mercy to those who.
他要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
He will harden those he will harden.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人蒙恩，如果他们有中间有蒙恩得救，是不是神的怜悯呢？
Is it by God's mercy that any Israelites can be saved?
圣经说，若不是万军之耶和华怜悯我们
，If it's not the Lord of hosts,
我们早就像索多玛、俄摩拉一样了。
Then we will be like Sodom and Gomorrah.
弟兄姊妹，若不是神怜悯的话
，If it's not by God's mercy,
有谁可以站立在神的面前
？Who can stand before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，说到神的怜悯
，By God's
说到神的主权
，When we speak of God's mercy and His sovereignty and His election,
你读这张圣经，它是非常非常绝对的。
We see the scriptures are very absolute.
你说我就不高兴了。
And then you're not happy here. Later on, they question then, how can God find fault?
他还能不能审判法老呢?
How can he judge the Pharaoh?
是神让他心里刚硬的。
It's God himself who hardened his heart.
神说, 我特兴起你来, 要在你身上显出我的大能的作为。
God says, I raised you up so that I can show my great mighty works.
到底神有没有这样的资格来审判法老呢?
And does God still have the authority over
既然如此,
him?
既然不在乎那定义的, 也不在乎那奔跑的,
if it is so, if it's not of those who wills and those who runs, it is only by the God who has mercy,
那么他为什么还指责人呢?
Then why does he still find fault in man?
有谁能抗拒他的旨意呢?
Who can resist his purpose?
这里面, 当圣经在回答这样问题的时候，非常的稀奇。
Here it's very wonderful when the Bible answers these questions.
说到神绝对主权这样的问题,
when it talks about God's sovereignty,
圣经的回答就是说你是谁。
The Bible answers, who are you?
你是谁?
Who are you?
你到底是谁?
Who are you, O man?
弟兄姊妹，我们到底是谁?
Who are we, brothers and sisters?
我们是受造之物。
We are creations.
圣经里面回答神绝对主权的时候，是说神乃是创造的主宰。
When the Bible answers about God's sovereignty, he says the God is the creator of everything.
在神主权的面前有问题的话，
if anyone comes before the Lord and questions his sovereignty,
在神的怜悯这样的问题面前有问题的话，
when they question God's mercy,
神就问说到底谁是造物的主宰？
And God asks, who is the creator of all things?
弟兄姊妹, 不在乎我们的理由,
it is not by our reason.
不在乎我们的分辨,
it is not by our own
logic.
It is by who is the creator of all things.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
说到神主宰的权柄这件事,
when we talk about God's sovereignty,
神总是从这个创造与被造这个关系
He always revealed it to us from the relationship between a creator and the creation.
弟兄姊妹,
it's marvelous.
弟兄姊妹,
if we know a little bit about God's creation,
我们知道神的创造让我们常常有的时候是超过我们头脑所能理解的。
And we know His creation is beyond our mind and fathom.
最简单的我们都晓得这个水的这个律。
In the most simplest form, we think we understand the law of water.
你知道这个水它是照着一般的定律来讲是热胀冷缩的。
And we know by common rules, the water will expand in heat and contract.
那么到了四度以下的时候，它整个就反过来了。
But under 4 degrees,
就是热缩冷胀的。
And everything reverses.
所以到冬天的时候，你发现你凿开那个冰，还可以钓鱼的。
So you can break the ice in winter and still fish.
你觉着这两个律怎么同时在这一个水的上面？
And you question how can this rule, these two different rules can be on the same matter of water?
这两件事是完全相反的。
These are complete opposite rules.
弟兄姊妹, 神绝对的主权,
that God's absolute sovereignty
和人的责任是同时存在的。
And man's own responsibility can go expanding in heat.
能不能让,
can God, his own free will, God talks about, and there is a sin.
好比人
responsibility before
都这样的见者
I feel
学一点点物理的话
when someone
在
patience
光速一样
speed of light
你发现看见的是不一样的
we see all the laws and all the calculations are different from what we see on earth
我们知道有万有引力定律
we know there is a law of gravity
但是当你把一个人拉到真空里的时候 你发现那个律它所表现的是不一样的
When you bring something into absolute vacuum, and the law of changes.
我们这个人活在肉体里的时候，我们就会发脾气。
And when we live in our own flesh, we have anger.
因为这是律。
That's a law.
这是发脾气的律。
That's a law of anger.
你无论用什么办法去压制它
，No matter how you want to compress
it, 只要你还活在肉体的里面
，As long as you live in your own flesh,
你的脾气一定发出来的。
There is anger that will come out.
有的人是没脾气的
，Some people doesn't have much anger.
我不知道你们见没见过没脾气的人
，I don't know if you have seen anyone that doesn't
have anger. 我见过没有脾气的
，I have seen people that
无论你怎么跟他争吵，他没有脾气的
，No matter how you argue with him,
这样的人从来都不发脾气的
，He'll never be angry.
但是等他结婚以后，他的脾气就出来了
，But after he gets married, you start to see his anger.
我告诉你，那个脾气发出来的时候，真是震惊天下
，And when the anger comes out, it will shock the whole world.
这是律。
That's the law.
这个脾气就在肉体的里面。
This anger is.
你活在肉体里面，有一天就要发脾气的。
This anger is in the flesh. As long as you abide in the flesh, you will be angry.
如果你活在圣灵的里面。
But if you live in the Holy Spirit,
虽然肉体里的律还在。
Even though the law of the flesh is still there,
你发现你没有脾气了。
You realize there is no more anger.
你发不起来了。
You cannot be angry anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神所创造的律是非常稀奇的。
And you realize God's laws are
在神那边是万事互相效力的。
And He calls all things to work together.
这些的律都是完全的和谐的。
All of these laws are harmonious.
那为什么到了我们这就不和谐了呢
？Why does it become disharmony?
因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
弟兄姊妹，罪。在人的认知的里面就把神所创造完全和谐的律好像就把它给弄得不和谐了。
The sin caused everything that's harmonious in God's law and caused it to be disharmonious.
我们知道我们跟我们的神之间的关系不仅仅有造物主和被造的关系。
We know our relationship with God not only is a relationship between Creator and creation.
我们蒙恩得救了，我们今天知道他是我们的救主。
But after we're saved by grace, we know He's our Savior.
就是救主和罪人的关系，罪人是有责任的。
And a relationship between a Savior and a sinner, a sinners have our own responsibility.
就是造物主和被造的关系，他的主权是绝对的。
The relationship between Creator and creation, His sovereignty is absolute.
当你把这个关系拉到救主和罪人的关系的时候，罪人有100%的责任。
But when you bring that relationship to the Savior and the sinner, the sinner has absolute.
罪人有接受相信的责任。
We have the responsibility to receive and accept and believe.
弟兄姊妹，神的主权是绝对的。
But God, His sovereignty is absolute.
当你蒙恩得救的时候。
And when we are saved by grace,
他不仅是造物的主宰
He not only is the creator of all things, 他更是你的父亲 But he is also our father.
他是你的天父
He is our heavenly father.
就是天父和儿女的这个关系，人是有责任的
Relationship between a father and son.
儿女有做一个顺命儿女的责任
We have a responsibility to be obedient.
我们如果做一个顺命的儿女，我们就从他得生
If we can be an obedient childA child that we are born of him.
我们如果被神的爱激励，我们愿意来侍奉我们的神。
If we're moved by God's love, we want to serve him.
我们不仅跟他是造物主和被造的关系。
Not only we have the relationship between a creator and a creation.
我们跟他的关系更是主人和仆人的关系。
But our relationship becomes one of master and servant.
仆人是有责任的。
And servant has servant's responsibility.
仆人的责任就是忠心。
And servant's responsibility is to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面讲到这一个绝对主权的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when God, when the Bible talks about God's sovereignty,
他问说你是谁
？He asks, "Who are you?"
你跟神的关系是什么
？What is your relationship to God?
你是受造之物吗
？Are you a creation?
如果你只是一团泥巴的话
，If you're only a lump of clay,
这个窑匠。有绝对的主权。
Then the potter has absolute authority.
弟兄姊妹，但是在神极大的恩典和怜悯的里面。
But in God's one great mercy.
我们与我们的神的关系不仅仅是造物主和被造的关系。
Our relationship to our God is not only one of creator and.
弟兄姊妹，这是其他任何的受造物所没有的。
And that's we have relationship that.
我们人在神面前所。独有的这样的地位
We have a relationship and a position that's special
我们更是与他是救主我们是罪人
He's a savior, we are sinners
他是天父我们是儿女
He's a father and we are children
他是主人我们是仆人
He's a master, we are servants
弟兄姊妹我们说到 这个责任的时候
When we speak of this responsibility
圣经里面讲得很清楚
The Bible is very clear
后面讲的就是信
Later on it says it's by faith
做儿女难道不是做使命的儿女吗
And are you If you are a son Can you not be
你是个罪人来到救主面前岂不是要接受相信吗
And if you are a sinner Do you not need to believe and receive
你做仆人在主人面前岂不是要满有信心吗 就是忠心吗
If you're a servant before the Lord, can you not be faithful?
弟兄姊妹到底什么是信心呢
What is faith?
这里面告诉我们说信心就是认识神的主权
And faith is to know God's sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹我们的主在地上的时候
Our Lord when he was on the earth,
有一个百夫长
there was one centurion.
他来到主的面前
And he came before the Lord.
主说他是大有信心的人。
And the Lord says he's a man of great faith.
这个百夫长的信心在这个所有以色列人中他都没有见过的。
He says he has never seen such faith in among all the Israelites.
为什么主说他有信心呢
?Why did the Lord says this a centurion has faith?
因为他对主说这个我在人的权下。
Because he says I am under authority.
我对这个说他就去。
And
让他去他就去。
I have authority
我对那个让他来他就来。
I'll tell one to come and he will come.
主啊，只要你说一句话。
And he says, Lord, as long as you speak a word,
我仆人的病必好了。
Then the illness of my servant will be healed.
弟兄姊妹，当人认识主的权柄的时候。
When man knows God's sovereignty.
当人认识神绝对主权的时候。
When God knows God's absolute authority.
人里面有信心。
There is a faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心乃是认识神的主权。
Faith is simply to know God's sovereignty.
信心是什么呢？
What is faith?
信心乃是认识神的怜悯。
Faith is to know God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩得救到底因着什么
By what we can be saved?
我们蒙恩到底为了什么
For what we can be saved?
弟兄姊妹若不是神的怜悯
If it's not by God's mercy,
我们万万没有想到原来神拯救我们是与他的旨意连接在一起。
We can never think of that.He saves us so that we can be connected to His purpose.
这是何等大的怜悯
It is His great mercy.
我们从前好像就来到这个世界最后就归于无有了
Before we came to this earth out of nothing,
我们真的在地上一点意义都没有
As if we have no meaning on the earth.
如果照着世界的理论说我们根本就是碰出来的
If it's by the theories of the world that we come out of randomness.
你碰出来你将来你还碰也就没有了
Out of randomness, we came.
无论你的地上怎么碰，你碰了多少的钱。
And no matter how,
无论你碰了多么的穷。
No matter how much money you receive out of randomness.
就碰来碰去，你都碰没有了。
And out of all this, the statistics,
you go to nothing. 弟兄姊妹，我们不过像一阵风一样。
We're nothing but a breath of wind.
我们好像一声的叹息一样。
We're nothing but a breath.
若不是神的怜悯。
If it's not by God's mercy,
我们今天怎么能够和神永恒的旨意发生联系呢
？How can we be connected to God's eternal purpose?
弟兄姊妹，信心就认识到真的是神的怜悯。
And this faith is to know that it's truly God's mercy.
甘心乐意的愿意为神的旨意而活着。
Willingly and joyfully will live for His purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这是信心。
That is faith.
信心乃是，不是这个，好像有人说的，就是这个闭着眼瞎信。
Faith is not like someone else. 好像这个信心是
没有是非标准的。
Believe on something blindly.
信心是不管所有问题答案的，管的是什么，反正我就信了。
It's not as if you don't care about any answers. Whatever it is, you just believe.
弟兄姊妹，信心是有是非标准的。
But faith has a standard of right and wrong.
神的旨意就是信心的是非标准。
God's purpose is this standard.
神的主权就是一切问题的答案。
God's sovereignty is the answer to all things.
这是信心。
That's faith.
弟兄姊妹，人在神面前有一个责任。
And we have a responsibility before man, before God.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面给我们启示的时候。
And when the Bible revealed it to us,
神的主权是绝对的。
God's sovereignty is absolute.
神的怜悯是绝对的。
God's mercy is absolute.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人极大的福气。
And that it is our blessing.
你不觉得这是福气吗
Don't you think it's a blessing?
我觉得认识神的主权实在是太大的福气
I feel like it is a great blessing to know God's sovereignty
我觉得这个福气实在是超过我在神面前所求所想
I feel like this blessing is surpasses anything I can ask for.
当一个人你认识到神绝对的主权的时候，
when we come to know God's sovereignty,
你就不再以自我为中心，
and we're no longer self-centered.
你不是宇宙万有的中心。
We are not the center of the universe.
弟兄姊妹，当我们知道神绝对主权的时候，
when we come to understand God's sovereignty,
我们就不会失去蒙拣选的目的。
We will not lose that purpose for which we were elected.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么蒙神的拣选？
Why were we elected by God?
你今天为什么蒙恩得救？
Why were we saved by His grace?
弟兄姊妹，一个人能够知道自己生命的价值和目的，这是何等大的福气！
How blessed are a person who understands the meaning and purpose of
His life. 以色列人他们蒙了神的拣选。
Israelites were chosen by the Lord.
他们忘记了他们蒙拣选的目的。
But they forgot the purpose for which they were chosen.
以色列人蒙拣选的目的乃是为了万国蒙福。
The reason they were chosen is so that the nations can be blessed by them.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识神的主权，
But if we do not understand God's sovereignty,
如果我们失去了蒙神拣选的目的，
But if we lose sight of His purpose,
我们曾经所蒙的祝福反而成为我们最大的绊脚石，
And all the blessings that we once received become our stumbling block.
以色列人的故事是我们的借鉴。
And the story of Israelites is our example.
以色列人抓住了基督的影子，失去了在基督里的地位。
And they have captured, they have hold on to the shadow of Christ.
多少时候我们今天抓住了基督里的地位，我们却失去了在基督里的实际。
But how often we hold on to this position in Christ, but we lose the reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要求神，让我们来认识神绝对的主权。
How we need to ask the Lord to so that we can understand His absolute sovereignty.
神绝对的主权是我们极大的福气。
His authority is our blessing.
因为我们如果认识神绝对的主权，
Because if we come to know His sovereignty,
我们就不敢自高自大。
And we dare not to exalt ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的福气呢？
And how blessed it is.
我觉得这是最稳妥的生活。
I feel like that's the safest way to live.
因为骄傲在败坏一线。
Because pride comes before corruption. And pride comes before stumbling.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们蒙了一点点主的恩典。
Sometimes when we receive a little grace from the Lord,
我们的生命好像有一点点的长进。
And there is a little growth in our lives.
如果我们不认识神的怜悯，
If we do not know God's mercy,
不认识神绝对的主权，
If we do not know His sovereignty,
你发现多少的时候人在神面前的那一个从罪而来的那种的骄傲就起来。
How often this pride that comes from sin will rise among in us.
人今天是怎样的一个人呢？
And how are we before the Lord?
人真的常常不认识自己。
How often we do not know ourselves?
我们的主他来到地上成为一个人。
Our Lord came to this earth and became a man.
他本有神的形象。
He had the glory of God.
却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But he did not count himself as equal to God.
他乃是倒空他自己。
He emptied himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
他完全的顺服在神绝对的权柄的底下。
He came to absolute obedience to God's authority. His obedience led him to the cross and even death on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是怎样的一个人呢？
How are we today?
我们是一个污秽败坏被罪玷污的人。
We're wretched, corrupted, and sinful.
我们不仅是可怒之子。
Not only we're objects of
wrath. 在神的光中，我们更认识我们是悖逆之子。
But in God's light, we see we're disobedient.
我们跟神的形象差得太远了。
We're so far from half the
同等而成为强夺的。
In our own perspective, we want to be equal to God.
人竟然在神面前可以犟嘴。
Before the Lord, we can even talk back to Him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
认识神绝对的主权，太大的福气。
Knowing His sovereignty is great blessing.
我觉得那是一个极大的喜乐的生活。
And it is a great joy if you can live in that
life. 因为你知道你自己生命的目的和价值。
Because then you will know your purpose and your worth of life.
那是一个最稳妥的生活。
And it is the safest way to live.
因为你常常谦卑地与你的神同行。
Because you constantly humbly come before the Lord and welcome Him.
如果一个人真的认识神绝对的主权，
If anyone comes to know His absolute sovereignty,
他更是过一个完全自由的生活。
And he will live a complete life of freedom.
因为他知道神的绝对主权为他所拣选的 乃是最好的。
Because he knows in God's sovereignty, whatever God has chosen for him is the best.
他喜悦神所拣选的。
He will delight in anything that God chooses.
他甘心乐意让神来为他拣选。
And he willingly asks the Lord to choose.
他也拣选神所拣选的。
He will choose what God chooses for.
弟兄姊妹，这是人最大的益处。
And that is the greatest blessing.
因为神为人所拣选的就是上好的。
It is our benefit that because
人照着自己的意思所拣选的总是是好的。
If we choose anything out of our own
will, 以色列人不认识神绝对主权的权柄。
And because the Israelites did not know God's
sovereignty, 弟兄姊妹，如果神绝对的主权，
if we know His sovereignty,
神为我们拣选的乃是基督。
God chose for us Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这福气太大了。
And that blessing is so great.
弟兄姊妹，神所有的好处都在他儿子的里面。
And there is no goodness outside of His Son.
这是神为我们的拣选。
And that is God's
election. 为了这个拣选。
For this election.
我们的神拣选让他的儿子在十字架上为我们压伤。
He chose for His Son.
为了这样的拣选，他在十字架上定义将他的儿子为我们钉。
For this election, he determined for his cross, for his son to die on the cross.
这是神的拣选。
That is God's election.
十字架是神拣选的答案。
And the cross is the answer to his election.
基督是神为我们唯一的拣选。
And Christ is the only election God has for us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这认识神绝对的主权
，If we know God's absolute sovereignty,
这是何等大的祝福
！What a blessing that would be.
我们过一个真正喜乐的生活。
And we can live a truly joyful life before.
我们过一个真正稳妥的生活。
We can live a safe life before the Lord.
我们过一个真正自由的生活。
A truly a free life before the Lord.
就好像刚才我们唱的那首诗歌最后一节所告诉我们。
Just like that hymn we just sang in the last stanza.
在这个诗歌本五百零八首。
Hymn 508.
我觉着。我知道我根本就讲不清楚这个主权这个问题。
I know I cannot talk about this topic very clearly.
我觉得我就是见了主面，我也讲不清楚这个问题。
I know even if I see God's face, I still cannot talk about.
但我实在是从心里面，阿门，在诗篇作者这里的见证。
But in my heart, I amen the author of this hymn.
他告诉我们说：“你爱锁定我的选择，不是我的捆绳。”
In service which thy will appoints, there are no bounds.
我在暗中受你领率，以使你的见证。
In my inmost heart is taught the truth that makes thy children free.
一生充满舍己的爱，就是自由一生。
A life of self-renouncing love is one of liberty.
弟兄姊妹，这是认识神绝对主权带给我们的祝福。
And that is a blessing.That came from knowing God's sovereignty.
让我们可以在基督里面过一个自由的人生。
That we can have a life of liberty.
我想我所能够跟大家讲的就是这么多。
I feel like this is all I can say.
我觉得这个题目实在是超过这个人的讲论。
I feel like this topic is very much beyond man's words.
我们真的求主借着他的圣灵。让我们看见他的怜悯和他的主权。
May the Lord by His Holy Spirit allow us to see His sovereignty and His mercy.
我们不在他面前再犟嘴。
Now we will no longer talk back.
因着他的怜悯，我们悔改在他的面前。
Because of His mercy, we can repent before Him.
让我们因着悔改，让我们在地上过一个得胜的生活。
And because of our and by our repentance, we can live a overcoming
life. 神的主权乃是给我们最大的祝福。
And His sovereignty is our blessing.
因为神的主权乃是从他完全的爱里所出来。
Because his sovereignty comes from his absolute love.
让我们向一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们在你面前承认我们人是这样的有限，这样的无知。
Lord, we admit before you that we are so limited and we do not know anything.
让我们感谢你，你是创造万物的主宰。
But we thank you that you are the creator of all things.
你常常随着你自己的旨意行做万事。
And you accomplish everything according to your own will.
主，我们在你 主权的面前，我们向你低头，向你敬拜。
We humble our heads before you and worship you by your sovereignty.
主，我们愿意站在你这一边。
We want to stand on your side.
主，我们愿意阿门你的主权。
We want to say amen to all of your
sovereignty. 阿门，你在我们身上一切的带领。
We want to say amen to all of your leadership
in our lives. 我们赞美你这个爱的道路。
We want to praise this way of love.
我们愿意这一生都活在你的面前。
We want to live before you all the days of our life.
愿意向你忠心。
To be faithful to you.
向你的旨意忠心。
To be faithful to your purpose.
愿你的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done among us as it is.
在我们身上，你都得着荣耀。
That you might receive glory from us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.